Time passed, and I stayed on. And what's more, Mr. Nichols stayed on.
Time passed, but life had begun. Now they're in bed, all tucked up, the world is in bed. When they're asleep, dark and dreamless, let it be. Now we make our day begin, now is when we win the world from men. Time for the pen. Now we tick and count the chimes, every drop of time's a bead of blood, writing in blood. Feeling that you're riding the flood, setting the pace. Now we have the run of the place.
Shh! A shilling, Barbara, just a shilling.
Herbs. Herbs, indeed. I know what herbs are. Nichols, I'm tired. Leave me to Ben.
Yes, Mr. Bronte.
Well, let me take him. Why must you always be him?
He is my curate, Branwell. Besides, who would let the blind lead the blind?
Father, give me some money. Please, I must have it. Father!
Writing in blood. Writing's always been in the blood. Red is for rage. Now we see it black on the page. Drawn from deep inside of you. Drawn from what is true and right and real. Write what you feel. Making a mold for the flowing gold of life's disorder. Holding it fast in the cool of a cast created. Setting it there,
catching the light,
letting it live,
getting it right,
honing the frame,
cutting the word,
shaping it,
doing it,
sharing it,
doing it,
writing in blood. Writing is so good for the blood. Now that we know, let your heart race, follow the flow. Writing what you know is good. No more could or would or when or how. Writing it now.
Another year is gone. My little Arthur lives and thrives. I have need of consolation in my son, for I have but little in my husband. How little real sympathy exists between us. How many of my thoughts and feelings are gloomily cloistered within my own mind. How much of my higher and better self is indeed unmarried.
Yes, parts of her remain unmarried. Good.
Surely, I have now got down to the lowest graduation in my husband's affection and discovered all the evils of his nature.
No, he's weak, not evil.
But weakness may have evil effects.
Oh, wait, I'm going on. My husband is not what is commonly called a bad man, but he is a man without self-restraint or lofty aspirations. A lover of pleasure, given up to animal enjoyments.
Crudely worded. Make it gentler. In Agnes Grey, it's always gentler.
This book takes a different subject.
A subject with which you have no acquaintance, Anne.
No? Really?
Writing in blood. Writing is so good for the blood.
For what is not connected with her to me? And what does not recall her? I cannot look down to this floor, but her features are shaped in the flags. The most ordinary faces of men and women, my own features, mock me with a resemblance.